Cultivating a restful homeschool looks different throughout the seasons of homeschool life. Are you feeling frustrated that your strategies from the early years aren't helping anymore? Are you overwhelmed with teen drama? Are you wanting to really enjoy your homeschool days with your middle and high schoolers? Let's consider a few ways we as homeschool moms can cultivate a restful homeschool during the teen years. Welcome to the Rest in the Homeschool Trench podcast, a place for homeschool mamas seeking to cultivate victorious rest in the midst of daily homeschool battles. I'm your host, Amy Smith, and I want to offer hope that in Jesus, we can experience victorious rest. In our episode last week, we talked about cultivating a restful homeschool in the early years of homeschooling. We're talking about those years when your children are still young, you know, toddlers, preschoolers, elementary school. When the kids are little, it's all about laying a foundation for a restful homeschool. In those early years, you lay a foundation for later, but you're also laying the foundation to enjoy rest in the midst of these early years days. You can lay a foundation for a restful homeschool by setting boundaries and teaching your children to obey, by creating margin and open space in your days so that you have time to deal with the unexpected things that will inevitably come up. And you can lay a foundation for a restful homeschool by establishing rhythms, not necessarily strict schedules for your days, but establishing rhythms and routine so your children know what to expect. Well, once you reach the years of middle school and high school, those things are still good. We still need boundaries. We still definitely need margin, and we need those rhythms. But they're not really enough anymore as our children are growing older. I remember as my kids started to move into the middle and high school years, there were many different circumstances that I experienced a lot of frustration with. One of them was the year that my two oldest children both started part-time jobs. We completely lost the rhythm and the schedule and the structure of our homeschool days as we added in part-time job schedules. They weren't working that much, but I felt like I lost control of scheduling my family's days. And you know, that was actually the big part of the problem of the frustration that I was feeling was that, yes, I was starting to move into this season of losing control. You see, motherhood is all about this long, slow process of letting go of our children. I wanted to maintain the control that I had when they were little, when I planned our days, and that's what we did. I really didn't like somebody else making a work schedule that impacted the rhythm for my family's days. But it was just the beginning of letting go, because as our children are growing up, like, that's the eventual goal. We want them to be adults. We want them to live independent lives. We're actually aiming to let go of them in everything that we do with our kids while they're growing up. Well, as our children are getting older, we're not completely there yet. And there's a sense of frustration and definitely a sense of unrest as we're going through this season of transition. There's a lot of give and take. There's a lot of this pendulum swinging from one end to the other of trying to figure out what is the right balance for this particular season. And it's constantly changing as our kids are constantly growing. But as our kids are getting older, we as moms still create the culture in our home, but we have to let go of being able to control everything. We're going to have to learn to rest in allowing our teenagers to be the unique individual people that they are. We're going to have to accept that everything in our homeschool days is not going to be on my terms anymore. You know, when I think about a restful homeschool, I think one of the biggest keys is relationship. First of all, a restful homeschool is based in our relationship as homeschool moms between me and God. That's the foundation for rest. You might have heard me say before that a restful homeschool overflows from the heart of a restful homeschool mom. And the only way we can have restful hearts comes from our relationship with Jesus and really cultivating that relationship. But then the next layer of a restful homeschool has to do with the relationships between us and our family and between siblings and between, you know, us and our husbands if you're married. It's all about relationship. And when we first started homeschooling, I kind of thought homeschooling was all about the academics. And I quickly realized that the academics could not be our number one priority. I decided that relationship was really priority number one when it came to my homeschool days. I need to have a relationship with my children. I actually started to think of relationship before discipleship, because I'm not able to disciple my children and mentor them in God's ways if I don't have a relationship established with them already. So I started thinking about relationship and then discipleship and then their character building, and then the academics fall in line after those things. But going back to this idea of relationship, as our children grow older, the nature of our relationship starts shifting. You know, we're moving toward the season when they are independent adults, but we're not there yet. But we're not in that season when they're little children and we can just, you know, tell them everything to do and expect them to do it. We need to allow them to be individuals, have their own preferences, have their own interests. And so the way I think we can really cultivate a restful homeschool during these years of middle school and high school is by entering our children's world, by stepping into the things that are going on in their mind, in their heart, in their lives, and building a relationship with them. You know, if we're going to build a relationship with other adults, the way we do that is through time, frequently through common shared interests, and by allowing another person to feel seen and heard. That's what our kids need too. They need us to be interested in them as a person, to enter their world so that they know we see them and we hear them. When we get so focused on getting the algebra lesson done, when we get so focused on checking off all the boxes for the transcript, when we get so focused on being sure we've done everything just right, so they can get into a good college and they can get a good job or whatever your goals are for the future, it's easy for our kids to feel like we don't really see them and hear them. So in order to cultivate a restful homeschool with our teenagers, let's make the choice to enter their world. Now, there are three things that we can do intentionally to invest in our relationship with our teenage kids and enter their worlds. First, we can enter their space. I found there's a lot of value in going to our teenagers' bedrooms when they're just hanging out in there. There can be a tendency as our kids get older to start isolating themselves in their rooms. This is part of becoming independent. They want their space. And of course, there's balance for us to figure out of what's the right amount of space for them to have alone and what's the time they need to have with family. But rather than always trying to push them to come back to the family, let's enter their space. Let's go to them. Go to their room. Now, you might have to ignore a mess because we're not going to their rooms to correct them. We're going to build relationship. Want to go sit on their bed, talk, hear what is going on. We're not there necessarily to be training or coaching. We just want to listen. We want to hear where their heart is. And my daughter has a picture wall in her bedroom, and where she's just, you know, has a bunch of printed photos that she's stuck up all over the wall. And I love to go sit on her bed, and my eyes just naturally are drawn to these pictures, and I'll comment on one, and it starts a conversation because I'm showing that I'm interested in her. So in addition to entering their space we can enter their interests. A couple of great ways we can do this is listen to their choice of music and read their choice of books. Now, as parents, we want to be wise stewards of parenting our children. We want to know what they're reading, what they're listening to. We want to know what content is influencing their minds. But for the purpose of building relationship, let's listen to their music, read what they're interested in as a way of getting to hear what's going on in their mind and what's going on in their heart. Let's try to enjoy what they enjoy. You know, the other day, my daughter was talking about a few music artists that she's been listening to and enjoying their music. And there was a couple people that I wasn't familiar with. So I pulled out my phone and pulled up the Notes app and started jotting down some of the names so I can go back and listen to their music. Well, I went back and listened to it. And I was like, oh, this is really good. Like, she's actually sharing music with me that I can enjoy too. And it builds our relationship as we build common interests. So if you want to enter your child's world and their interest, I'd encourage you to read something that they're reading, listen to what they're listening to, not for the purpose of evaluating it, but just for the purpose of getting to know them better and hearing what is in their minds and what is in their hearts and being able to build a common interest with them. So we can enter our kids' space, we can enter their interests, we can enter their activities as another way that we can invest in building relationship with them. You know, over the years, I have learned about more things than I ever imagined that I would have cared to learn about because they're the things my kids are interested in. Now, we're busy with our kids' activities. You know, I'm sure you're driving them to music lessons or art lessons, or you're driving them to sports practices, whatever your kids are involved with. But I'm thinking a little bit different here. Let's enter their activities not from the task of getting them to all of the places, helping them check off the boxes, but humbly asking them to teach us about what they're passionate about. Ask questions. Let's show interest. Let's let them know we want to learn. Let them be the expert in whatever their activity is. You know, my oldest son, as a young teenager, got very interested in video production. He very quickly learned more than I knew, and so he was the expert. I started asking questions so I could learn about his interest. My daughter loves horses and is into equestrian sports, so I learned all kinds of things about barrel racing from her. My next son is a big football player, so recently I've been asking him questions about football strategy. I enjoy watching the sport, but I don't really understand everything that's going on, so I've been asking him to teach me. My youngest son is giving me a challenge, and he's interested in robotics. This one's kind of pushing my personal mental leanings, but I want to understand his world, and so I'm asking to learn about robotics. You know, whatever activities our kids are in, it's an opportunity for us to invest in relationship, to enter their world, to really see them, and to really hear their heart and hear their minds. So these are a few ways that we can enter our children's world. But as we're entering their space, entering their interests, entering their activities, let's remember this is not about us just barging in. We're not just busting into their space. We don't want them to feel threatened. We want them to feel like we just want to spend time with them. Because that's what relationship is about. It's about enjoying one another. It's about seeing and hearing and spending time with one another. So I hope that one of these ideas would be helpful for you today. The one step that I want to leave you with is to choose one of these things and go right now and build relationship with your teenager. Enter their space by going to their room and sitting down and talking. Enter their interests by listening to their music or reading something they're reading. Enter their activities. Ask them to teach you and let them be the expert. I hope you'll join me next time as we continue learning ways that we can cultivate restful homeschools. Until then, I pray that you and your teenager will experience rest together as you enter their world, get to know them more as a unique individual, and enjoy relationship with each other.